There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are joined by Sean Connolly from Sean Connolly at Dubai Opera. It's a difficult
guys.
One, that.
How are you going? It is. It's a long, long, long name.
Because we have to introduce you, but we also have to say the name of the restaurant, but then that is you.
Yeah, so you've got quite a big business card, I would imagine.
Yes, very, very long.
Yeah.
I think we have to start with, Sean, how a man from Yorkshire, I mean, that accent is unmistakable.
Yes.
How you end up being a famous chef in Australia and then having your name on the Opera House in the Middle East in Dubai.
I don't quite know. I pinch myself quite often about that. I was a tinker or like an Irish gypsy from a very early age of about 17. I loved to go travelling. I just couldn't sit still in Yorkshire. I knew I had to go and do something else. I got a job on the QE2, which I think is based here now. Is that right?
It is, yes.
Does that mean
we were on it last week?
Well, I haven't been on it yet, you see. You went with everyone else when it opened.
I went. I'd love to go back on there one day. I think I was saying to you, I'd probably cry if I went on there. So many good memories and emotions. It was such hard work, but such a great platform, a springboard into my culinary career.
So what was your position? Was you the head chef on the QE2? Or?
No, I was in charge of peeling spuds. And then I got promoted to peeling carrots.
Yeah,
it just went on from there, really.
So a lot of peeling there.
A lot of peeling.
Did you go upstairs much?
On the odd occasion we got invited up, we'd have, my friends and friends would have, people who were staying on there, travelling, and they'd say, oh, can we invite Sean up for the night for a drink? But you would be really not allowed to go up there unless you had captain's permission.
You're joking.
Yeah, there's certain areas when you work on a ship that crew can go. But there's certain areas where crew can't go.
But that's what about on crew's day off? Like, can't they just go to the pool or?
Oh, no. You'd have to get off the boat, wouldn't you?
It was usually off the ship. Luckily, on the ship I was on, we actually had a pool that we could use. It wasn't where the passengers were. They had a much bigger pool. But we had quite a nice pool right on top. So we could do that.
Guys, I've got the perfect day to go to the QE2.
Oh, really? What's happening?
Pinged into my inbox this morning and I was like, dunno, there's not a better place to watch it. The Royal Wedding, they're showing it.
Oh my gosh, when's that? On Saturday, is it?
Saturday, are you still here?
I'm not.
Bugger. Where are you going to be watching it then?
I'm going to be on a plane. Hopefully it's on the Emirates.
I thought you were going to say you're going to be peeling the carrots for the banquet after.
I'm in charge of the peas and carrots.
I hope they're streaming that up there.
Wouldn't that be good? I'm sure they might be up there. They do a bit of live TV up there on the icebox,
They do.
And I bet you're sitting in the front, right? Not the back.
In the middle bit.
In the middle?
Oh, you know. Not, yeah, just what would you call the middle? Like the business bit.
Yeah, what have you got to do to get to the front then if you're not even there yet?
Golly gosh, I don't know. Take out a mortgage.
Oh, well, that's where I'm going to be on Saturday. But you are doing something very special at Dubai Opera, which you're really excited about.
I am really excited about this. We're going to do iftar. So Sean Connolly, Dubai Opera, is going down to cook in the opera theatre. And I'm really excited. It's a huge buffet for 850 people. For me, from a cultural
logistics, though.
Yeah. I know.
When you say that, I go, ooh. Yeah.
Do you have to take all your cooking equipment down there?
We do a lot upstairs and transfer it downstairs.
Yeah.
And we'll be cooking a lot of things down there as well. It's just a mixed bag, really. We'll be doing some barbecuing upstairs, outside in the garden, and then taking it down. It's just a mixed bag of everything to support it. But everything's made fresh.
Yeah,
it's very little bought in. So
I mean, it's your first iftar, isn't it? It's the first one you've ever done.
It is,
I mean, when they came to you and said, "Right, Sean, we want you to cater for this," what did you think? I mean, you know, where the menus come from?
Well, for me, I think it's just a mix of our own food, the Sean Connolly food, and then the traditional food as well. And that's what excites me most of all, being able to kind of cross the boundaries. And really, you know, food's like a global conversation. Like, good food is, in any language, is good, right?
Yeah.
No one's going to hate you whether you have a piece of lamb this way or that way. So we're going to mix it up a little bit. We've got my lamb shoulder on with the raspberry and star anise gravy. We've got some, grandma's carrots, the duck fat roast potatoes. We've got our hummus that we do with the fermented chili. We've got some cool stuff going on there. But for me, it's a very significant moment to be in Dubai, to be able to cook Arabic food for the local people and for more to enjoy it. And it's a huge achievement. It's going to be a huge achievement for my team. to be able to say they've cooked, you know, seven or eight thousand people over the period of 14 days. So we're super pumped about it.
Have you had any lawsuits yet about your duck fat chips and addiction from people? Because I think about them sometimes in the week.
Thank you.
When I can't come and I'm like, oh.
I remember we had Jasper in here and he was talking about them as well, these chips.
He likes grandma's carrots as
well. He does like grandma's carrots. No, but I love the fact that even vegetarians eat my duck fat chips. It makes me laugh. They know what they're doing.
Ah, we don't.
They break the rules.
We don't. It's not real duck fat, is it?
I can't even tell you.
So downstairs, all of this food's going to be served. Mm-hmm. Do they take all the chairs away and put banquet tables in the opera? How does it work?
The opera, Dubai Opera, is a very rare building. There's not many buildings in the world or not many operas where the actual seats can go down. It turns into a complete entertainment venue where it's just flat. So we basically created a very, very large dining hall, if you like, with beautiful lighting, beautiful music, traditional music. It's got a very, it's heavily themed with an Arabic theme running through it. And then we've got me and the lads cooking.
Fantastic. I know it was a great success last year. So, you know, with your name added to it, I'm sure it's going to be
I'm super pumped
pretty
about
amazing.
It.
I mean, that's a very unique place to prepare iftar for. I mean, when you look back on your career, what are some of the, you know, most unusual places or great memories that you have of places that you've actually cooked?
Gosh, you know, I think for me, normally it's when you you travel the world. Maybe you're cooking a Michelin star restaurant with Daniel Hum, the number one chef in the world, and you cook for him. That's pretty special.
Okay.
When you're out in Tasmania and you're cooking on the top of a mountain with just a small burner and, you know, and doing your best you can with a film crew. I think those kind of moments, but also for me as well, like cooking here in Dubai, I pinch myself every day that I'm lucky enough to be working in Dubai, but also at Dubai Opera. It's an iconic building, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It is. And it's become an iconic building really fast as well. I feel like it's been there forever.
Yes.
And it's only been a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's done a great job, Jasper.
He has. We've got iftar. Now, Sahur, what is the difference between iftar and Sahur at Dubai Opera?
Cool, blimey, now you're asking. I think from what I can gather is iftar is a much more family-orientated buffet or coming together of like minds. And then Sahur is 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. in the morning. And it's more of a midnight feast for late-night revelers or people who want to chill out up at Sean's around the garden. I think we've even got I get this wrong because I'm not a smoker. What's the hubbly bubbly called?
Shisha,
I think, up there as well, which I'm excited about.
So will there be different menus for the iftar and the suhoor?
Yes, it's more Sean Connolly focused, very similar menus to what I'm doing already up there, but just a more relaxed environment. And then obviously it's much more traditional downstairs with what we're doing with the iftar there.
Sean, how many restaurants do you have now?
Six restaurants.
How do you split your time? Do you have to do a lot of travelling between them?
I do a lot of travelling, but I do it in block lots. So I've been to France and Italy cooking this week, but I especially built it around coming here to Dubai for the iftar because I wanted to be here for the beginning of the celebration to watch what was going on. But then I think next week I travel to Adelaide and Auckland to my three restaurants, and that knocks off a big lump in a week.
So that's three in the Southern Hemisphere, one here. Where are the others?
Oh, no, I've got five in the Southern Hemisphere. I've got... on the East Coast, we have the Balcony at Byron Bay, which is a delightful little brasserie. We've got the Morrison Baron Oyster Room in Sydney, which is just a really huge, large oyster restaurant. We do about 75,000 oysters a month there. It's quite a lot. And then we've got Sean's Kitchen, Adelaide. And then I've got the two in Auckland.
Is it difficult to keep on top of everything?
It is a little bit, but I've got amazing teams around me. I'm so lucky. I think someone asked I think it was one of the most, I can't remember the name of the famous chef, but I think someone said, oh, who's cooking in your restaurant tonight? And they went, the same people that cook there every night. You can't be everywhere all the time.
No.
But I've got a fantastic team of managers and chefs, and I keep in touch with them, you know, on a daily basis, you know, phone calls, emails, all the good stuff. Yeah.
And when it comes to packing, if you're traveling all the time, Do you find yourself, you know what I'm going to ask?
Yes. I'll say this outfit, it still looks like Simon Cowell in the black t-shirt.
I was going to say that, but I was going to be kinder.
Oh, who were you going to say?
I was trying really hard to think of someone. It was coming to me.
It's Simon Cowell.
Gosh. Well, no, I mean, you're you're much better than Simon Cowell.
There you go.
The pants are not high, but you're all in black there.
It's just convenient. I usually travel in black. It drives my wife mad. She can put a splash of colour in there. So I do occasionally. But when I just basically count out everything, like black t-shirts, black socks, black jeans, black pumps.
You don't have to do as much washing, do you?
Yeah. Well, they can't see if you're dirty, can they?
No.
Like, is he fresh? I'm not sure.
What could we do to get a splash of colour on there? I'm thinking neckerchiefs. God, neckerchiefs could be nice, couldn't they?
Yeah.
So how long are you in town for this time?
I'm here for 3 nights. So I try and get back every month, which I've been quite successful in. I think it's my 5th visit this year. So I get in as often as I can because, I'm super proud of this restaurant. And for me and my family, it's like a huge deal to be actually working in the Northern Hemisphere. It's quite wonderful.
And do you get much leisure time? There's a horrible new word for this. They call it bleisure. When you go somewhere for business, but you have leisure time as well. Have you heard that word?
Yeah, I find it quite... I was in Venice and I was on my own. I was got to do some meetings, but I'm walking around Venice at 10 o'clock at night thinking, this is a very romantic city. I should be with my wife right now.
I'm on my own.
And what I loved about Venice was their signature dish is liver and onions.
Is it?
Which I was like, wow, it's just like being back in Yorkshire.
Ooh.
So it did make me feel at home. And then, you know, I got stuck in Paris for an extra 6 hours yesterday. I thought, I checked in my bags and then shot out to my favourite restaurant, which is a place called Le Comptoir in Saint-Germain. It's a nice little bistro, a bouchon. Yeah. And so that's the little thrills I get, like eating liver and onions in Venice or going for a nice little meal on my own. And then we had black pudding and snails on my own, but that's my pleasure, my guilty pleasure.
Do you know what we've got to do? We've got to get you back on Dubai Today, I think, pointing out restaurants that are amazing all over the world.
Definitely.
Wow. Yeah, I bet you've got a great little list.
I've got a little list. I'm not the best at it, but like what I found is I think this trip was more inspirational to me than most of my trips because most are just business, so there's a little bit of the bleisure going on, but I learned a lot and there was some cool little tricks I could thought, oh, I can do that in this restaurant or that restaurant. So this trip was really inspirational.
We've run out of time. Sean Connolly from Sean Connolly at Dubai Opera, thank you for joining us on The Ticket today. It's been a pleasure to have
you in. It's an absolute pleasure, guys. Love you guys,
and we'll come and see you for iftar.
Absolutely.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.